Hello, I'm Dan Whedon, and this is an Unleash the Podcast Extra Points Extra from my weekly newsletter, October 19th, 2020. This week's focus point, are you here now? I have the unique opportunity and joy of watching my granddaughters every Thursday. We call it Thursdays with Pops. My skills in changing a diaper quickly, correctly preparing and cutting peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and physically pivoting on a dime to chase children running in opposite directions have been both challenged and honed. I'm happily exhausted at the end of each day. I also learn a lot, or at least am reminded of what I think I know, but often don't remember. At their young ages, my granddaughters are still very singularly focused. In other words, the catastrophe of dumping milk on one's head will soon be forgotten when the next objective has been presented in about 27 seconds. There is no anxiety of what will occur in 3 hours because, well, she is here now. There is no frantic checking of emails and social media accounts. No apprehension about something that was said or not said, and no yearning to replay every mistake or dread the future. My granddaughters are the epitomes of being in the moment. Something happens to all of us where that in-the-moment mentality erodes away. Maybe it's school and expectations. Perhaps it is unsolicited commentary and judgments from friends on the playground. Or maybe we've created some frenzied circle of life that we keep passing on to our children. Whatever it is, you can be assured that very often we are far better off with the in-the-moment mentality of a two-year-old. In a bizarre and unprecedented year, of which you don't need me to recap, it's pretty clear that to move boldly and successfully into the last few months of it and beyond, we need to consider it the same as a glass full of milk that got dumped over our heads. It's time to clean it up and get on to the next objective with laser focus. Sounds easy, but it's not, because we are adult humans. So allow me to share three quick strategies employed by toddlers. Number one, cleaning up is a pain in the butt. But then it's over, so let's eat. Yep, the mess is real and might take a lot of effort, but then we can start clean. Then we can get working on that PB&J. Number two, it's okay to throw a tantrum as long as you get over it fast. Sometimes it's anger, other times it might be sadness or simply being overwhelmed. No matter the case, there's always a new puzzle or game ready to play and enjoy. Step number three, do everything with all your energy and focus. While there may be chaos around you, slow your mind down and focus on what's in front of you. If that turns out to not be the most important thing, then find what is and go get that. Bottom line, we are all susceptible to being overwhelmed, stressed out, angry, and sometimes scared. All of those can paralyze us mentally, emotionally, and physically. Let's get back to our own childhood roots and get focused on having fun. We didn't start a business or career to be depressed. That bright, shiny object may not actually be the distraction, but the prize. And remember, there will be more milk getting dumped over our heads in the future, but there is always a PB&J waiting to be enjoyed. Be unleashed. I'm Dan Whedon. This has been an Unleash the Podcast Extra Points Extra. To subscribe, go to Google Podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or Amazon Music.